Thank you, and welcome everybody. Mike and Kim along with you here, reminding you the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County. Look for things after the first of the year, like the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament or Valentine's Day celebration and the Bull Bash in 2026. Go to bullbash.net or check things out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. It's published every Saturday, and you can connect with local buyers and sellers around the clock. You can discover more at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, so Halloween is coming up, right, on the 31st?
Indeed.
It does that every year, it seems like it catches.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
So, you know you're too old to trick-or-treat when. Should we share these?
Oh, let's, please.
All right, number 10 on the top 10 list of when you're too old to trick-or-treat. You get winded from knocking on the door.
You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when you have to have another kid chew the candy for you.
You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when you ask for high-fiber candy only. Is there such a thing?
I don't think so. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when someone drops a candy bar in your bag, you lose your balance and fall over.
That's kind of funny. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when people say, great, Boris Karloff mask, and you're not wearing a mask.
Oh, my. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when the door opens, you yell, trick or, and can't remember the rest.
By the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders.
That's not good. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when you have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece.
Oh, no. How about you're too old to trick-or-treat when you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood that uses a walker?
And the number one reason seniors should not go trick-or-treating. You keep having to go home to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. Good things to put into your Halloween box there, I guess, on the good stuff today.
And this just in to the good stuff repertoire. A doctor placed a sign outside his new clinic. If I cure you, you'll pay $20, it read. But if I fail to cure you, I'll pay you $100. A proud lawyer saw the sign and smirked confidently, thinking he was smarter than any ordinary doctor alive. He entered the clinic with a smug look on his face and said, Doctor, I've lost my sense of taste completely. The doctor nodded calmly, showing no sign of fear, then called to his nurse, Bring medicine number 33. The nurse quickly returned, holding a small brown bottle. The doctor poured a little on a spoon and said, Try. The lawyer took a sip, then spat it out. Instantly, his face twisted in disgust as he yelled, Gasoline! The doctor smiled proudly and said, Excellent, my friend. That means your sense of taste is back. $20, please. The next morning, the same lawyer stormed back angrily. Doctor, he shouted, I've now lost my memory completely. Without hesitation, the doctor called again to the nurse. Bring medicine number 33 for this patient. Bring it quickly. The lawyer frowned, recognizing the trick from yesterday. Wait a second, that's the same medicine you gave me before. The doctor grinned and said, Perfect, your memory is back. That will be $20 again. Thank you very much. Now, furious and humiliated, the lawyer planned revenge. He returned the next day pretending to be completely blind. Doctor, he said, I can't see anything at all anymore. The doctor started shaking his head with a sad expression. I'm sorry, I cannot cure blindness, my friend. He handed the lawyer a folded bill, saying, Here's $100. The lawyer grabbed it eagerly but quickly shouted, Hey, this is a $5 bill, not $100. The doctor smiled victoriously and said, Wonderful news! So you can see again. That will be $20, please.
Boy, that took a lot of planning. He'd been thinking ahead on that one, hadn't he?
He had.
Since we're into the baseball playoff season and counting down the days to World Series and such, I've got some things for Cub fans, okay? 20 major events that have occurred since the Cubs last laid claim to a World Series championship. Now, this was back in 2009. Radio was invented. Cubs fans got to hear their team lose. TV was invented. Cubs got to see their team lose. Baseball added 14 teams. Cub fans get to see and hear their team lose to more clubs. George Byrne celebrated his 10th, 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th, 90th, and 100th birthdays during that time.
This is adding up.
Oh, yeah. Halley's Comet passed Earth twice. Just some things to think about if you're a baseball fan. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.